What's up? Okay, how are you going? I know a lot of things to cover in a period of time here, but starting off offensively, I thought that we had a pretty good night. Again, it is preseason, matchups and things like that. I'll take in that account, but still felt like we executed very well. First team offense was, 10 for 12, I think, on third down, 320 yards net offense. I just felt good moving the ball. I know we stalled the one time down there on a fourth down. We went for it. May have been a situation where we kicked a field goal, but wanted to be aggressive in that situation. But all in all, I thought that first offensive drive really showcased some things. There was some adversity in there. We had a holding penalty, I think, in the red zone, and we fought back, but different guys made big plays. Mercedes made a big play. Alan Hearns made a big play. Blake made a big play. It was really spread out. And, again, I think the offensive line to go that many plays, and I don't think they gave up a sack. I'm not sure, the first-team offensive line. So, very good by the offense. Defensively, we had some spurts. We played some good ball. First two series, got them off the field. But then the explosive plays, the long pass, we're trying to find different ways to create pressure. Came up with a new pressure, trying to get some different guys coming. Wanted to see, the effectiveness of guys blitzing. Brought a pressure. We didn't get to them. And they completed a long pass to Golden Tate. So it was a beautiful thrown pass. We got to take advantage of our opportunities in that situation. But we got to, really eliminate or at least capture those explosive plays. And I think the long run, too, was disappointing to me when we had them in a backed-up situation. And it was a defense that is heavy orientated to the run. We spilled it. It got outside. And we just didn't make a play. So those things, I think there's enough good things to build on defensively. We just got to eliminate those. And the defense knows that. And the players feel it. And we can get those things corrected is my hope. Special teams, some good things. Players showed up. Nick Marshall showed up. Thought we did a pretty good job with coverage as well.
Injuries.
I have Brandon Linder, left toe. I think he could have came back and played. We just chose not to. Andre Branch, he'll get an MRI in his knee. We got our fingers crossed on that one. I think, we'll see. We'll see with that. I know he was walking around a little bit in the training room. Allen Robinson returned to the game. Allen Hearns, he just had some hip tightness, so we chose to keep him out in the second half. And then Clay Harbor, ankle. We'll see how he is. But other than that, I think we came out in pretty good shape.
Have you seen enough on the first team offense to not play him next week?
We'll discuss that tomorrow. We'll take a look at it. I know last year, we played a little bit, not too much, but we'll have that discussion tomorrow and then let you know.
You mentioned the third down, 10 and 12 from the starters. These weren't third and shorts. How encouraging was third and fourth?
Well, it was encouraging. And I like that there's parts where, we caught the ball underneath, under the sticks, and guys made plays and got the first down yardage. So I just thought we executed. I think Blake's playing with a lot of good poise right now. He looks to me like he's very well prepared. He understands what he needs to do. And the poise, the offensive line, how much credit can you give them right now? For what they did tonight and what they did all preseason, really did a really good job giving him time, and he's taking advantage of it.
TJ, 8 carries, 1 catch. Is that sort of the range you wanted?
Yeah, we thought anywhere between 8 to 10 touches. We were hoping for. I thought he did a nice job on the catch, made a guy miss, scored a touchdown, although it was close. Now, but a great lesson. Now that I have him score a touchdown, learn the lesson about the ball security. But I think it was a good start for him, although the stats didn't show it.
He was talking about. Go ahead.
Gus, you're pleasantly surprised with this offense, the way. Did you expect some bumps in the road here a little bit with the new coordinator and still young team? And you guys are looking pretty good with that.
Yeah, I think that, I'm pleased. Again, it's preseason. And, the game planning will start in a couple of weeks. And, teams will look at matchups and try to attack us in different ways. So, but, like I said, he give the offense credit for going out there and executing. And, you know, the protections, the rush is there, and we're protecting really well. So I am pleased. But we still have quite a ways to go yet. You know, the run game. I don't think we've had a run game yet where we got over 100 yards in the preseason game. So, you know, we need to keep that going, keep working on that as well.
Dylan said he learned his lesson about jumping right there.
Yeah.
Is that not what you guys want?
Well, not down there. I mean, he's going to, you know, on that short of, on the goal line, he's going to meet someone. And, you know, the ball security, I said earlier, for him to learn that valuable lesson, score a touchdown and learn the lesson, you know, we'll take it. It could have been a lot worse, but invaluable, the number of carries he had and what he learned.
Blake showed a lot of mobility during the preseason. Do you think he'll be able to expand on that as the season goes?
Well, I hope he's we're going to go through those. I think there's a time and a place. He is tough. He is a competitor. But make decisions on when to go down and when to, you know, get the extra yard based on situations. So we'll have those conversations. You know, he's just got to be smart and make good decisions.
You've stressed takeaways. You haven't had one in three games. How important is that, considering maybe you're not in matchups that you want?
Well, no, I would like to think that maybe matchups would give us, but, you know, you get some tips and overthrows. You get pressure on the quarterback. I thought our tackling at times looked a little sloppy because guys were going for the ball. You saw, you know, usually the first guy tackles, second guy goes in. I saw some times when guys were going for the ball on the first time. And, you know, so they're going for it. And we'll get our opportunities. It is a little discouraging. You'd like to get the ball out, you know, even on interceptions. But, you know, we'll just keep working. We'll keep working.
Zero sacks tonight. You know, how are you guys going to create pressure moving forward?
Well, that's what we were looking at tonight, you know, and then with Branch, losing Branch, you know, I think that's what we looked at and saying, okay, let's try some different types of pressure, you know, see who can create some pressure for us. We brought Scoot on the one that was a long pass, so we're just trying to find out different ways. You saw some interior blitzing, you saw some edge blitzing, and, you know, this is the time to do that in the preseason to try to find out how we can create pressure. And, you know, last week we didn't bring much pressure. We sat back and played coverage and did pretty good. This week we tried to bring a little bit more pressure and see how the defense would respond.
Probably early, but do you have guys here? Your Branch is out this significant time. Do you feel good about the guys you got here?
Yeah, I do. I think that we might have to get creative in some of the things that we do, and we did that last year. And, you know, to find out, we'll see how Branch is. But, you know, if we get him going at Branch and Chris Clemens and Ryan Davis, I think those three on third downs can give us some pressure. It's that first and second down. Can we create enough pressure or affect the quarterback enough to get some turnovers? I think that's a question that's legit.
Walter's had a great camp and a big game tonight. How hard is that decision going to be?
It's real hard because you trust him. And, you know, quarterbacks trust him. You know where he's going to be, runs great routes, very extremely competitive, and has done everything that we've asked for him. He's also got the ability as a returner to go in there as a punt returner where you know what you're going to get from. He's had experience doing that. So he's really done a good job with the reps he's had. Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, bro.